Previously on Hippo Juice.
All right. Well, Marie's not here, so Kyle, guess what?
What's up?
You're promoted. Read one of the stories.
Oh, do I get to pick?
Yeah, bro, you're fucking in the fire.
Oh,
pick
man.
One. Go
you're
for it.
Okay, let's show see. Now.
Whatever you want.
At. We're all even.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Let's start with Florida man snorts cocaine in front of cops.
Perfect. I don't have the song, so I'm not playing
it. Oh, you don't have? Oh, my God. That's the whole reason
Marie's not here.
Do, everyone from Florida.
No, not going to happen. I have the power. I have the power.
You might not be the brightest guy, but then you.
Mom.
That's a standard story in Florida, though. I've shared cocaine with police in Florida.
There's a video. Do you want to play
allegedly,
the video?
Allegedly, 7
oh,
years ago.
Of course there's a video. Of course you pick the one that has a video. All right.
Everyone from Florida.
All right, everyone happy? Everyone fucking happy?
Oh, dude, I'm so happy.
Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Marie's going to be so happy that this still happened.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the world-famous Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 if you want to get in contact with us. Today is July 12th. It is three people's birthday month in this show. Joining me as always, not her birthday month, Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
It is not my birthday.
Ryan Lopez.
Say hi to you, Ryan.
Ryan Lopez.
His mic fell over.
Ryan Lopez.
He's not ready yet.
Oh!
Hi, guys.
And, hi, I'm here.
Oh, okay. There he is. And there's Velvet. How are you, Velvet? You doing good? She's at birthday.
Okay.
She's one of the July birthday months. And of course, producer Joel Trumbull.
Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch, when we kiss.
Yeah, mine's in a couple of days.
Yep.
Cool. When is yours?
24.
Who, me?
Anyone who's having a birthday.
Oh, the 21st.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my first one I ever get to celebrate. Yay!
Well, congratulations.
Oh, so you're turning one this year. Good for you.
Congratulations on your first birthday. That's very, very exciting.
Yeah. She's going to love the onesie I got her.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Oh.
It has a butt flap, so you can make a duty. It has a butt flap. You can make a duties.
Nice.
But welcome to the show. I have to welcome you several times. It's an OCD thing I have. I want to make sure you feel welcomed. That's what they say about me. Generous.
Happy birthday to you.
So,
you want to welcome some again?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Would you like to welcome us?
Welcome
again?
Everybody to the show.
Just tell Marie to start from number one on the deep web.
Marie, can you go back to number one on the deep web?
Number one in the list of 18 things that you are uncomfortable with on the deep web. As per last week's Hippo Juice show.
Yeah. Well, I am a. Is everyone really, really, really excited about the political climate we live in, guys? Because I sure am.
I'm so excited!
The political global warming climate?
Yeah, I don't know if you know this big political story, but they thought Kim Kardashian had cocaine in her bathroom photos. Yeah, it's true.
What was it?
It turned out to be some other powder. She denied it, and it clearly wasn't cocaine, because if it was cocaine, she does not know how to make rails. I mean, it was terrible. It was sloppy. Yeah. Sloppy, sloppy cocaine penmanship. Now apparently Donald Trump Jr. hung out with a lawyer from Russia, and it's a big to-do, and I don't know, it's kind of hard to follow anymore, because he's literally Hitler, so.
It's so hard.
Literally.
Cultural appropriation, unless he's Jewish, you can't be a lawyer.
No, Ryan.
Am I missing the point?
That's not how cultural appropriate. Unless you're black, you can't play basketball. But you know what, Ryan? I know you're joking, but isn't that the end game of all cultural appropriation? It's like you're not white, you can't have polio cure. Like, that's what it leads to, right?
Yeah.
But, and I'm, fuck you, man.
I'm in a weird mood.
I'm eating Chinese food all the time, but I fucking feel like it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I want to talk about the video that you sent me. The video's gone, but let me see if I could find it. Velvet sent me a video today, and Ryan, I know you're always talking about it, but the way they present the news however they feel like it.
News.
When it really doesn't have anything in it. And I think the title of it.
I want to talk about the news.
I would probably play the video.
What, can
and
you
then
send it
let
to me?
People try and guess the title.
Can you put it? Can you put it in the chat for me? Because I don't know where it
is. Whoa! Reverse guess the title of a news story.
I would love to play the video, but the person who had the video blocked me because I gave him a piece of my mind. It's for sure.
That person removed every single comment that I tried putting up there.
Yeah. So. Oh, that. I just gave him my phone and said, "Here, respond from my name."
All right, it was...
So you guys are being really supportive in the comments area?
Yeah, very supportive.
It's engaging.
Spoiler alert, the young lady who posted it is African-American, and she got mad at Leah before and said that Leah doesn't truly understand the plight of black people because she's light-skinned black people.
Yeah.
Whoa. While you find the video, there's a lot to unpack there. Hold on a second.
Well,
sorry. No. While you look at the video, you don't understand the plight of black people because you're not the right shade of black people. Is that what really?
That's not racist at all.
the thing I actually heard yesterday, I was watching Sports Center, and they have a new Sports Center called The Six with Jamel and Michael.
Oh,
and
I know who that is.
They have like this new, like, you know, urban type of sports.
I know exactly what you mean.
And at one point they were like showing an embarrassing video of one of the guys who was, you know, dancing really stupid or whatever. And the other host, Jamel, who's darker, said something like, "You're about to get kicked out of the light skinned committee."
Whoa, there's a committee.
And he looked over at her and he was just like, "What are you saying? You're purple? You're not that dark?" Like, I guess that's a thing now.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Starting to divide a sect in between African Americans as far as the darker or lighter that you are, which I think is a little weird.
Back when I was a kid, the only committee we had was the Itty Bitty Titty Committee, and that
was
it.
Yes. John is the mayor of that.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only committee that we had. But basically, CNN had this story. It was called Ungodly Discipline. And I'm going to play this. I'm going to see if I can find the story. But now they've taken this story and they've twisted it to another purpose. Here it is. It was Sexy Anderson Cooper, right?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yep. Yeah.
Here it is, right? This?
There are a large network of churches, as you mentioned, known as the Independent Fundamental Baptist, and we use the acronym IFB.
No, you don't want to play
Hold
that.
On, I'm like this close to it. The problem is it's the link is going under her username, so I'm having to go to the actual video, so hold on.
Well, it was...
Yeah, it's pretty good.
On a story we first called Ungodly Discipline. Kids are beaten, sometimes killed, because the adults say they're following the word of God. I told you about Lydia Schatz, who was just 7 when she was beaten to death. Her parents were convicted, sent to prison. The Schatzes believed God wanted them to spank Lydia so hard that it hurt. It's an approach to discipline that many fundamentalists embrace. There's even a training manual that's claimed to have sold more than 1 million copies.
Jesus Christ.
What's unclear is how many kids whose parents followed the book's advice have actually been killed. Tonight, the book is at the center of another homicide case, this time in Washington State.
Yeah, that's not the
there
right
are striking
video
similarities.
I had the right video from Anderson Cooper. Hold on. Here it is.
As long as you don't get stuck in a giant vagina, you'll have the respect of the Germans.
Is that the right one?
Yes. All right. So anyway, but you don't need to play that. That's basically the gist of the video. There's not that.
It's funny because seeing that there, CNN is doing exactly what this person was doing. The story was it was like the 6-minute story. And it was about like this training video book came out. And there was these Christian fundamentalists who they've adopted a bunch of kids. Right. They had like 7 or 8 kids
like your family, Dutch, white, black, Asian, all kinds.
Everything.
They were beating all the kids equally.
All the kids were getting, because they were going up the Bible saying that if you spare the rod, you will not save the child type thing.
Yeah.
So they beat the hell out of these kids like they're supposed to.
One kid died.
One of them who died happened Yeah, I don't know. One of them who died happened to be black.
Yeah, happened so to be then, black.
Yeah. So the one of the kids who died was the black, the one of the black kids. All of them got beat mercilessly. And the title of the video that was posted up because it was shared from like some black Facebook page was Parents Adopt Black Kids to Kill Them.
Yes.
That was the title.
They took the video.
The story,
Here, I'll post a picture of it in the chat.
The story had nothing to do with race. They didn't only beat the black kids. A black one happened to die is basically what happened. But
the story was about
how Christian fundamentalists are batshit and they're a danger to society. But of course, they decided to racialize everything.
Which angered me immediately.
You're not allowed to say that. You're light skin. You're in the light skin committee, I was told.
I know.
Actually, you're not allowed to speak for either whites or blacks.
No, you're only allowed to speak for mulattoes. You could only speak for Tiger Woods, and that's it.
Anyway, I've known this girl forever, and the first time that we got into it was 2 years ago when remember Raven Simone said that she identifies with white people, wants to be white.
That's so Raven.
Yeah. Good job. She came into the apartment just ranting and raving about how she is disgusted at Raven for wanting to be white. And at the time, I just looked at her and I'm like, why do you care? Just like, why do you care what she, don't let it bother you. You're not living like a white person. Wants to live like a white person. Get over it. And that's when she told me, you wouldn't understand because you have light skin and you don't know what it's like being dark like us.
Well, a lot of people, see, she's quoting the great Martin Luther King Jr. when he said, judge me by the tint of my melanin and not by the content of my character. And I believe that's what I Have a Dream speech. And it makes a lot of sense, you know? I don't understand this. So my point is, like, when people think...
Did Cosby have any? Because she was the youngest daughter on the Cosby Show, right? Raven Simone?
Yes.
She was a little girl.
Did he say anything?
No.
I'll look it up.
Usually when Bill says something, you don't remember it.
Here we go. I have Cosby's.
Under this and measure. Hey, is with what I was. Is it about still going on? Where you no, he does the thing out. Ding, ding. So he said, ding. I never. And he said, what machine?
All right. You know what?
Very good. There it is.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm on Bill's side here.
Salient point.
Yeah.
Point? I heard like multiple points in there.
Seriously. That's how you get a lot of ideas out. But yeah, that's my point. Like when people are like, hey, white people and racism. I'm like, fucking racism's fucking everywhere. There's racism inside community. I'm a Hispanic. You think Hispanics aren't racist to other Hispanics? You don't think Cubans and Puerto Ricans make fun of each other all the time? You don't fucking think that happens? Because if you don't think that, you're a fucking crazy person.
Can I tell you a story?
Please.
Sure. So I did a wedding 2 weekends ago, and the bride's side of the family was Puerto Rican, and the guy's side of the family was from Alabama.
Whoa, that's not good.
So interesting.
So I had an interesting mix of music, and so I started I was playing your typical Latin music, like Suavemente and Despacito and all that kind of shit. And then one of it wasn't a grandmother, it was like one of the aunts of the bride came up and was at the DJ booth going can you play this song or whatever? And so I just kind of pulled up my Latin library and I started pointing at songs and I was like, how about this one? She's like, no, we're not Mexican.
Whoa.
I don't even remember what the song was, but I was just like, wow. It's to go to Royce's point, like
that
even at a wedding.
Exactly like my grandfather too. Like. I remember something. It's tribalism, man. We're all pre-wired to be in our tribes. And no matter, and don't get me wrong, I think racism's despicable. It's stupid. Don't get me wrong. It could also be funny in the right context. But, you know, it shouldn't ever be, it should be something that we shouldn't do. However, to pretend that white people have the monopoly on racism is absolutely stupid because they don't.
Thank you.
Patrice said it right, where in that, we picked a color between black. You're black or you're white. We're within, Asian and Hispanic communities. They've factioned off, and nobody rallying around. Even within the Native American community, they haven't picked the, I'm Cherokee. No, fuck the Sioux. Like they have this whole
brotherhood.
What do you call it?
But we pick colors for them.
Don't you think Cubans? I'm Cuban. Don't you think Cubans always say light skinned Cubans are first basemen and dark skinned Cubans are shortstops? That's what it is. But you think I'm lying? Look at the Major League Baseball. First I guarantee you, I'm right.
And shorts.
Tell me I'm wrong, Dutch. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're right that those
as a baseball fan, I like that. That's funny.
You're right that those races didn't pick a side, but there's other people that have already determined that skins are yellow, red, mocha, tan, olive. They've already picked other colors. They might not be the black crayon or the white crayon, but there's 64 other crayons to choose from.
Why we're the most racist is because we don't identify the individual cultures. We've just assigned a color to everyone.
Guest in the chat room says my favorite thing to do is tell Puerto Rican Viva Mexico. They get mad. It's funny. But no, it's true. Like,
well, you know why?
Because I don't care, obviously, because you know I try to disassociate from all that stupid bullshit.
You know why? Because there's a shorthand for identifying what somebody looks like without knowing their cultural background because you didn't have time to stop and ask them.
No, it's all regional.
Now, here's the thing. Is that more racist?
No.
No, if you're trying to describe one of the 7 billion people on this planet, you're going to need to give facts like hair length, hair color, eye color, height, weight,
played guess
and maybe
who.
Skin color.
I've played guess who.
Is she wearing glasses?
That's unfair.
Does she have a hat?
Because then if you guys wearing glasses, there's only like 3 people with glasses. So that fucking narrowed it down. That game was rigged.
Sorry for being descriptive about people and now having to take away one of the descriptors.
Can you imagine playing Guess Who nowadays? It wouldn't work. SJW Guess Who would be horrendous. It would be like, well, you know, they don't associate with a gender.
What is their gender identification?
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine?
You're between the height of like 5'5 and 6'3. What?
Did you just assume her weight?
I cannot imagine that.
Let me tell you the funniest part about this whole thing is that, you know, so I brought up a point about, you know, you're clearly part of the issue. Like, you are hurting your cause as opposed to helping it because you are spreading out fake crap, you know? And so she kept deleting everything that I was saying rather than refute it. At one point, she had told Leah that, oh, so now all of a sudden you're black?
Well, it's because I said that I basically ended up accusing her of being a racist because she hates white people and she talks about it all the time. And I used the word Negro when I was identifying a certain class of black skinned people. And she goes, basically got mad that I said Negro. And I said, I can say Negro. I'm half Negro and I'm half Caucasian. It's a race.
All right. Can we put something else? Can we just put something else out there? Anyone could say whatever the fuck they want. You have a choice.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. You have a choice to react however the fuck you feel, you know, but
she brought my cousin into it, was telling me that, you know, that's not true. I posted a picture of my grandparents and she deleted it.
Because Leah posted a picture of her black grandparents.
Oh, you racist.
To prove that she was black.
You fucking racist.
And she
racist.
Deleted it.
You're a racist. I get it now. Mm-hmm. No wonder she hates you.
It's nothing worse than, well, here's the thing though. It's nothing worse than when you're trying to make a point online and people prove you wrong, but you have already fielded so many comments. You can't be like, oh, well, I guess I was wrong on that one.
I didn't intend on this conversation getting like this because she is my cousin's good friend and I have to tolerate her. But all I said at the beginning was kind of like a friend saying, are you even reading the video? I mean, are you watching the video or are you just reading the title and just forwarding it? And she
went
from that straight into name calling me, judging me and what I do in my life. Nothing on to do with the topic.
How many people... Sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, no, what I was going to say was my favorite part of the whole thing is that at one point in time, she called Leah ignorant, and she said, you're ignorant.
It doesn't matter what
the reason was.
That's ignorant.
So anyway, we had told her, you know, I had the type from Leah's phone because she kept deleting everything I said. I said, you spread more ignorance than anybody out there. So, of course, she wanted examples, right? So at one point in time, she had posted a picture that said the origin of the word picnic, right? And it was a meme of like a bunch of like, it was like a picture of a bunch of white people and like black people being hung and they're eating food. And it was claiming that, it said that picnic meant when you would go out and pick a nig and you would eat. And so, of course,
that's not true.
I got so pissed when I saw that.
So
that is something that 4chan would put out there just to see how many people would actually.
Here it is on Snopes. False. rumor.
It's
the word
from the 1600s. It was the French. It meant like you would pick things, like a bird, like picnic, spelled with a Q-U.
The word picnic originated with crowds gathering to witness lynchings. Snopes says it's false. Of course it's false.
She posted another one saying that slaves invented hush puppies.
No, they didn't.
Because when the hounds would chase them as they were trying to run away, they'd give it to them to silence the dogs. Hush puppies was invented in the 50s by a man who wanted to shut his dogs up that would bark at the birds at night, so he gave it to them. So, and that was two of the many, many things that they post.
Did
that,
you post, like, just post up the Snopes stuff, like what Royce did?
I did.
Do that
I
next
did.
Time.
Oh, my God,
I
Ryan.
I deleted literally every single thing.
But then I put it up, and she refuted me.
All I want now is hush puppies, and I don't really...
Zoom, 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 and a boom.
Hush puppies aren't that great.
No, fuck, I will fight you.
Okay, let's go.
There's just mini hot dogs breaded and fried, right?
No, it's not even hot dogs. It's just the breading. It's the fried breading. There's nothing on the inside.
Yeah, you've already sold me.
There's nothing on the inside of a hush puppy. They may mix
jalapeno and cheddar in there.
They may mix ingredients into the dough itself, but it's fried dough. It's a ball of dough.
It's just fried dough.
It's a ball of dough that is fried. It is not exciting. I'd rather have a French fry.
Can we all
Shoot
agree?
Me.
How good are funnel cakes, though?
No. Funnel cakes actually originated during the Civil
they
War.
They were funneling slaves through holes.
That's true.
It was actually invented in the Underground Railroad.
That's correct.
Right,
they would put the dough on the outside.
Cakes used to be a derogatory name for them back then.
Right. They would put dough on the railroad tracks and then hammer the nails, and then the dough would fall through the holes into
Everybody
the Underground
knows that.
Railroad.
Everybody
they would
knows
catch,
that.
They would catch the noodle dough and then fry it underneath and eat it.
It's surprising how most of our foods are based in racism.
Yeah, they're all based in racism.
Most of them,
right.
Actually.
Most of them, at least.
Fried catfish is probably the most racist food I can think of.
Yeah, and it's not even racist, but it just is, right?
Like, it's just anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Anything Southern food just feels racist.
But it's delicious.
Southern just feels racist.
You're right, but it's delicious. Southern food might be racist, but every time Paula Deen drops the N-bomb, she follows it with a moose cake.
Okay.
It's fucking amazing.
Actually, I will say.
Moose cake?
Southern.
I'll have that.
Anything Southern food is racist to black people. For whatever reason, just saying a Jewish menu item feels like you're being racist against Jews. I don't know why. Like, if you said, like, whitefish salad, would you think I was being anti-Semitic?
Not many people know this. Roy Black on Crack says the original term for jerry rigging was African-American rigging. So that's another thing that's true.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, we got
it's not being racist. It's like when you go to the store, there's like hundreds of different types of apples. Like, you have to say the green one or the red one if you don't know the names of it. It's stupid. Not being racist to the apples.
Hungry for apples.
The green one.
Don't assume the
that's
apple
actually
seeds.
Leah, yeah. I actually would flip that argument back on you and say, no, we no longer have to call, like, if I said, Royce, bring me home red apples, do you know what kind of apple I could get? I could get a Gala, a Fuji, a Pink Lady. I could get a Red Delicious. I could get a Gala. I could get a Macintosh. Those are the countries.
Do you know that you're naming all ecstasy types as well?
But only the Macintosh and the Red Delicious are truly only red. The others have other colors.
Well,
yeah.
They would be mixed apples.
Tory MP.
A lot of apples.
Somebody in the parliament in England, an MP, Anne Marie Morris, recorded saying Brexit, no deal is a N-word in a woodpile.
Woo!
What does that even mean?
Hard
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I had to look this up. Look, okay, by the way,
please
look
explain
up,
the
look,
phrase.
If you look up, there's a Wikipedia entry for this phrase, okay?
Okay.
And by the way.
By the by.
Hard R N-bomb's going to be dropped here in a second.
Uh-oh.
So, but it's me reading
hard
the Wiki. It's
wait,
me.
Wait, can we get Velvet to read
no,
it?
No, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Dutch, do you have the bleeps ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, we're bleeping.
All right,
we're bleeping.
Ready?
Because you're not allowed.
Okay, the first word's a bad one, so go ahead. Ready, go. Nigger in a woodpile.
Oh, come on!
You're right, dude.
Oh, fuck! All right, let's try again. Ready?
All right, ready?
Three,
two, one.
Nigger in a woodpile.
No, dude, you're not. Look, I get what you're. No.
Okay, I got it. I got it this time. I got it this time.
Okay, ready?
Oh,
okay,
three,
ready?
Two.
In a woodpile. Sorry, nigger in a woodpile.
Dude.
A nigger in the woodpile or fence is a figure. Okay, it's hard because I'm just reading a Wikipedia entry.
All right, Royce, you just read Dutch. Try to get the beeps right.
Just try to get them. Okay.
All right.
Nigger in a woodpile. A nigger in a woodpile or fence is a figure of speech originating in America. No, originating is fine.
Royce, you just keep going.
In America, meaning some fact of considerable importance that is not disclosed. Something suspicious or wrong. Nigger hiding in the woodpile. But now you know. Commonly used in the late 19th. Commonly used in the late 19th and 20th centuries, used as a client since then, and use of the phrase by public figures has often been followed by criticism.
Figure.
Well, it's hard to say figures when the other word is the N-bomb.
You don't say niggers.
You want to? Yeah, hey, maybe you don't.
Well, that's you said figures.
Use of the phrase of public figures has often been followed by criticism over racism and the term nigger. Both the fence and woodpile variants those are fine. Both fence and woodpile variants develop about the same time in a period of 1840 and through the 50s when the underground railroad was flourishing. Hush puppies were invented back then.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
The evidence is sight, but it's whatever. So anyway, this was a common phrase. Enough for it to have its own fucking Wikipedia entry.
Well, a lot of ridiculous things have Wikipedia entries, let's be honest.
Name one other thing.
I think I had one at one point.
Okay. Stupid video. Toria Brexter has described the UK leaving the EU without a deal as a real N-word in the woodpile. No, I said N-word. A meeting of Eurosceptics in central London. Anne-Marie Morris, MP for Newton Abbott since 2010. I don't know what that means. Made the astonishing remark. Well, is there a fucking British person can explain what that means? Made the
All I know is that Eurosceptics is the most dope name for a band.
Yep. Hey guys, we're Eurosceptics. We're actually from the Bronx. And all right. Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Oasis rules.
Oasis rules.
If you were opening, like, let's say you were opening for Metallica. Let's say you ever got that big or whatever band. Let's say opening for Metallica.
I opened for Metallica.
So let's say you're opening for Metallica. How pissed would they be if your five set songs were all covers of Metallica songs that they were going to do?
Well,
I think they'd be okay with it. They always seem pretty relaxed about people stealing their music.
For some reason, I feel like I've heard that. It wasn't Metallica, but it was like a different band, like that was not as big as Metallica, but there was a band that was opening for them that got pissed off at them during the tour, and they just basically did a half hour of covering the band that was coming up next because they knew they were getting kicked off anyways. I'll look it up for you. I can't remember.
That's awesome. Real quick, and just talking about music, I feel I need to bring this up, and you're welcome in advance, everybody.
Okay.
Have you guys heard of not just my favorite rapper, but my new favorite musician in the history of the universe? He is a Cuban guy from Miami named Stitches.
No.
What is this?
Okay.
Just do yourself a favor and look it up.
You're welcome in advance. Maybe going in the break or something. I would play the song and watch the video. There's two of them that are so good. One's called Brick in Your Face, but my personal favorite one is called Molly Cyrus, and it is the best thing you'll ever hear. And trust me, you will go through this whole entire gentleman's catalog.
We listen to better music than you segment right now?
We're doing it right now.
Now, Ryan.
Right now? Okay.
I think it'd be good now. Yeah. I don't know. The video is really good.
It's good now. Ryan, does he have...
It's really loud.
Just listen to the lyrics, because the man is a poet. And look how many views he has, by the way. This is no small potatoes here.
16 million, almost
now,
17 million.
How many albums has he released?
Just one. He has one dope-ass mixtape, and it's this one, and every song is like super hype.
When did this come out?
Yeah, it's super hype.
Maybe the middle of 2015 or something like that.
Okay,
but he's just now been gaining notoriety. He had a really small fan base, and he's been talking a bunch of crap to the game. Mm-hmm. So he was stalking the game in Miami, and he had someone recording him. He was going to walk up to the game and punch him.
Oh,
out.
I've heard about this guy.
Can you explain what the game is?
The game is
and
a rapper.
And also, I lost the game.
I've heard about this.
I just lost
book
the game.
Basically talking about pickup artists at one point.
No. You're thinking of Hunger Games, where they volunteer to go into the district.
This guy stakes, like, he stalks the game forever, and he starts walking right up to him. And this dude, Stitches, gets KO'd with one punch. He's one of those, he falls on the floor, they try and lift him up, and they can't.
Right, well, hold on, you're talking about another video that we need to, hold on, can we watch this music first Stitches, and then go to that video?
Stitches, Molly Cyrus, official video.
Lightwork Productions.
Oh, I already love him. I love his tattoos on his face. see it. TMI gang. What? Stitches.
I'ma put cocaine in your way. I'ma put cocaine in your way.
I'm gonna put cocaine in your ass?
Cocaine in your way.
Oh, just yeah. Listen to the first person who wants to talk.
Put a molly in the ass. Put a molly in the ass.
I just want the molly. Now I'm trying to fuck Molly Cyrus. I just want the molly. Now I'm trying to fuck Molly Cyrus. I'ma put cocaine in your ass.
All right. All right.
Oh, it gets really good. Hold on. Okay.
I'ma put my dick in your ass. Fuck Billy Ray Cyrus. I'm your daddy now. I'ma put my dick up in your ass and it ain't coming out. If you don't like what I'm saying now, I don't give a fuck because it won't change the fact that my dick is in your butt.
I like this. I like this a lot.
So I'ma put it in your ass with my thumb. It's time to get freaking Miley Cyrus. We can have a baby and call him Stitchy Cyrus. I'm a dumb mental motherfucker. I'ma fuck Miley Cyrus in front of a mother. I love cocaine.
I'm glad Tupac's dead because he couldn't compete with this.
I could have chose Nicki Minaj. I could have chose Iggy Azalea.
Really?
I could have chose Jennifer Lopez.
I doubt it.
But I'm fucking Miley Cyrus. I just want the Miley. Now I'm trying to fuck Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that gives you a pretty good pretty
no, no,
good
no,
idea.
We're going to hear the whole thing.
I like the other one better.
Why are you going to put cocaine in their ass? I'm assuming it numbs your ass for anal.
Can we quickly describe what this fellow looks like?
All right, he has tattoos like of a Joker smile on him.
With stitches.
With stitches, and then he has...
Up like through his face. So he's tattoos from like the corners of his mouth that go up his cheeks.
He looks like Jared Leto trying to do Joker, but also... All the other characters from...
I got it. If it's like Jared Leto's Joker joined ICP.
Okay.
I was going to say, he looks like a black juggalo.
He was... he's not black.
He's not black. He's white.
White.
Oh, he is white?
Yep.
He's Cuban. He's Cuban and Greek. This dude's lighter than I am. But anyway, this guy, yes, he was at the last gathering of the juggalos.
Okay, so he is an ICP. Is he signed by...
No.
What's that brand? Psychopath Records?
No, he's not. So, So this guy's is great. So, "Brick in Your Face" is probably the greatest song. This song has the greatest line because I enjoy how he says it doesn't change the fact that my dick's still in your butt.
Well, I mean, I'm already sold with the first song, so now I kind of have to hear "Brick in Your Face."
Oh, yeah, wait till the chorus comes.
It's so
because the last one he was filming the entire video looked like in a trailer park. This one, he's in Miami Beach. It looks like.
Oh, this is good.
All right, he's in a new Audi putting something in the trunk, which he clearly rented.
Now what you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do with it? I put that brick in your face. Now what you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do with it? Now what you gonna do with it?
How does this have 21 million views?
You don't get the full effect here on this YouTube computer setup. Well, what's the full effect? Actually getting bricked on? In the face? It's lagging and, you don't
well,
hear the
Well, no,
face
no, no. That's what we see. The audience can clearly see it.
No, the audience is seeing it fine. Don't worry.
Yeah, you're just watching through Skype.
Yeah.
You just gotta hit the chorus, Royce.
Okay. You better have my money when I come to collect. I got a bullet in the chamber and it's ready to eject. You ain't a man, use a case, all in child neglect. Little boy, if you want to shoot a fade, I'll leave your face licking. You better not tell the police I did it. I didn't make it. Always in the scene with the blood of my clothes. Then I go sell coke to your
What does Trick Daddy have to say about this?
That your girl on my blow.
Yeah, it's all right there.
One hit, not a girl on the pole. I love selling blow.
That was the best part. Like, really? No way.
I love selling blow.
That's probably not really smart, right?
It's a little incriminating.
Okay,
well,
so with that being said, this guy, by the way,
okay,
he was born
so
in
this
19-
guy had a beef with the game,
and yeah, you can pull the video up really easy. It's really quick, and
so
yeah,
just put in what Stitches versus the game or something like
Stitches,
that.
Stitches game's bodyguard or something like that.
Stitches gets knocked the fuck out by the game's manager.
Here we go.
All right, there he is. This Stitches filming himself.
He's out of his
pussy nigga the game. Let's see what he's talking about.
It's like, this is 2.5 minutes. You could fast forward like 2 minutes. Basically, him just following the game, trying to get a hold of him. I mean, you'll see it when he gets...
Man, he was following him for a while.
All right.
You're part of the game's entourage, right? Oh, you are? Oh, okay. All right. You see that little tour bus you're on right there? Boy, I see everything you moving in my city, boy. We're still out here. Look at your whip.
Where is he? Help.
He's holding the camera as he's recording the game.
No, no, where is he in Miami, I mean?
Oh, Miami Beach.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Yeah, you went too far. You went too far.
Here we go, right here.
Leaving this motherfucking place.
Yeah, right, what?
He's waiting for the game, parked in his car.
There's cops there.
Oh! Oh, he got knocked the fuck out! One hit!
Watch his posse try and lift them up. Maybe he can't even get up. Can we back that up real quick?
Yeah.
Boy, come on. I ain't leaving this motherfucking place till you come out here and show me you a motherfucker.
Here. Boo!
Oh my god.
One shot into the fucking face. Knock the fuck
out. He ended up getting stitches on his mouth around his tattoo stitch line.
That is hilarious.
So, this guy who is obviously hard AF, he was inviting girls up on stage to do lines of coke with him. And what was it?
His wife came and shut down the show like a boss. She got on stage and chased him off. With the girls, too.
And ended the show.
Yep.
Wow.
Bad bitch.
Oh. He is awesome. He's great.
4 years in the chat says it's about little boys acting like real dealers. They piss themselves if they were encounter the real thing. Yeah, that's the thing. I agree with the 4 years guys in the chat. Like, most of these guys that do that, whenever they encounter... Because first off, real drug dealers that sell blow... You know why they're successful? Like the successful ones?
They don't say that they sell
blow. Because they don't say that they sell blow.
You don't think they write? You don't think they write rap songs about it?
Oh my god! It's fucking ridiculous.
Did you hear what he said to the manager?
What? Well, no. What did he say?
He said, "I see everything you're moving on my side of town."
Yeah, he's telling the game that he's from Miami, and I see what you're doing. You're moving in my city, boy. And he drops the N-bomb a lot.
And yeah, he's not.
I was going to say, yeah, but are Greek Puerto Ricans allowed to do that?
You know
what? He's a Greek Cuban, and no.
Oh, sorry, Greek Cubans. It's like the same way with Asians. Like, they drop that a lot. And I'm like, I don't know if you guys are okay with doing that.
Oh, yeah. So after he got beat up by the game's bodyguard, he posts a video talking about how the game's a sucker.
No, Ryan. Not his bodyguard. Because his bodyguard, that would be okay. Manager. His bodyguard. It was just his manager. Not even
his manager. Sorry.
It wasn't his bodyguard. It was just his manager. Just some dude.
Yeah. So his manager knocks him out. So what happens 3 weeks later is another video comes up, and I don't know how much you care to seeing this anymore.
Is he getting hit
video
again?
We're in this now.
I'm in now. If he's getting hit, I'm in.
All right. So Stitches, his own posse chases him into a car, and he's trying to drive away, and they're punching him in the face through the window.
Probably because he's too fucked up to drive.
Stitches runs away. Forget footage of Stitches getting jumped and running to his car. Here it is.
So wait, is he posting these videos or who's putting these things out
there?
This
is World Star Hip Hop. Someone's
World Star.
Of course. Thank God for World Star.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
Ah! Oh wow, they're beating the shit out of him.
What's up,
nigga? That's his posse.
What's up? What's up?
All of these people are too white to be dropping the N-bomb. I'm very fucking sorry.
But they're wearing Boston Celtics hats, so why are you not like us?
His own guys.
People on the Celtics can't even say the N-word, so why don't we relax? Oh wow, his face is fucked up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the first. Oh!
He's beating this shit.
By the way.
Just wanting to get past behind them.
What happened to his Audi? Why is he driving a used Miata? No, I'm serious. His Audi in that video, where is it?
Look at him go. Yeah. So this is what's funny. Before World Star released this video, Stitches tried to beat everyone to the punch, and he recorded his own video saying, you know, fuck, I'm going to say it before him comes out.
I'm old pasta jumping on me. You ain't gonna catch sleep with me again. Like that ain't nothing to a nigga like me. That don't mean nothing. And dude, he is an idiot. So then he was like, he's really huge on social media, apparently. He would post videos of him like with car dealers, like in high end car stores, and like, this is the whip I'm gonna buy. And then three or four different car salesmen have said, every time this guy comes in and shoots a video, we tell him what the down payment is and he leaves because he doesn't have money. And like a 17-year-old girl outed him. This was the most recent thing he said, like on Instagram. He's like, I'm going to make someone's day. One lucky fan, I'm going to give him $100,000. He had this whole thing going on. So he films himself going to this girl's house and he gives her $100,000. When he cuts the camera off, he says, I need the money back, please. And he said, I'll let you keep $100 if you keep it quiet. And of course she didn't.
Oh, wow. Did he really think that she was just going to fucking say, okay?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, she got
that's
C-note.
Bad energy to be putting out there like that.
Fucking, okay. But, you know, you
his name is Philip Nicholas Kalbanis. Very Greek last name. So I'm assuming his dad was Greek and his mom was Puerto Rican.
Human.
Racist.
Cuban. You're the racist.
Sorry.
This is like if Joey Fatone was trying to be hard. It doesn't work, you know? It doesn't work.
He does kind of have a Joey Fatone look to him, doesn't he?
He does. It's like, seriously, take off the stitches and stuff. He just looks like a regular Greek douchebag that's walking around. But it's you know, it's funny you mentioned that because, Ryan, I don't know if you saw, but a few months ago, the same thing happened to – I'm sorry. His name is Bow Wow now, not Little Bow Wow. The same thing happened to Bow Wow. He posted a picture on Instagram of a private jet saying flying in style, and somebody who follows him – on Instagram saw the picture, took a picture of him on Instagram because he was on the same plane he was flying coach. And he took a picture of Bow Wow saying, man, he's posting pictures. He's sitting in front of me right now. So on the same day. So, you know, So
apparently January of 2017, Kalbanis was arrested in Miami for a felony drug charge and gun possession. When police stopped him, he was still in his car. He handed the officer a joint and denied there were any weapons in the vehicle.
Yeah.
And, so there you go.
And 4 years says, you ever been around a real dealer? Yeah, no, I have. And that's why I know this guy isn't one. Because any real dealers, number one, first off, the ones that are successful are the ones that aren't driving around in Lamborghinis. They're driving around in minivans, have a decent house, and are just being normal. The ones that do the dumb shit are always the ones. Like, it's like Better Call Saul. I don't know if
it's like, so like the guy in Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, with that Hummer,
the
with
yellow
flames
Hummer.
On it.
It's like you know, it's ridiculous. It's
well, speaking of his house, would you like to hear that he is married, has three children? Mm-hmm. In January of 2016, news outlets report that he had been evicted from his home that he was renting due to several months late rent totaling over $1,000.
Ooh,
nice.
He got evicted for $1,000.
Here's the thing I don't understand, though. His videos do have millions of views. If he had just monetized them, he'd be making some money, no?
Oh, but he swears a lot and says things like he's selling drugs.
Or I guess, can you monetize that if you're saying...
He is only 22. I mean, let's be
honest. He also had a video on Instagram where he lowers the window of the rented car he's in, and he throws a gold chain out the window on the street. He goes, I don't even care. I don't even need this shit. And somebody who saw the video just happened to be right where he was, and he walked outside and picked up the chain. It's plastic.
Oh my god.
Oh, I was kind of hoping it was real and they just stole it from him.
It's embarrassing.
What a poser. What a wannabe. But I love that.
But
shit.
Even rap in general now, it's just begin. Like, you know, I'm not, you know, follow too much, but I do know that everyone's talking about what a joke that title thing is that Jay-Z has, where he releases his album exclusively for like a week on his own music service called Tidal. And all that's doing is making people just download it illegally. Like, most people that would have paid for it on iTunes are like, oh, I don't want to wait. I just download it illegally. I'm not going to join Tidal.
So he's like, I need to have my own music. Yeah, that's dumb.
He has his own music thing called Tidal, and apparently every time he releases a record. What is it? It's exclusive on there for like a week or something, maybe a little more?
Just different times. And he paid Kanye West and Rihanna for their last albums for the exclusive streaming rights for like 2 weeks or something. But yeah, people just download it for free instead of just Jay-Z release your album everywhere because they make tons of money streaming.
And it's not even that. It's like, and even most people that aren't going to download, just wait 2 weeks. I know I would. I would be like, I don't care enough. Like, I could wait 2 weeks to hear it. Like, what's he going to make a new rap about New York that I haven't heard? I mean, come on. It'll be fine, you know?
Oh, I wonder if New York's the greatest city ever.
It is, according to him.
Well, I need to hear it in a new song because I have to know every year, is New York the greatest city in the
Concrete
world?
Concrete bunghole.
I hate that town.
Yeah, so do I. I read an article.
Every time I go there, I'm like, why am I here?
I read an article the other day.
It's just nothing but a concrete dump.
I read an article the other day that the MTA and the subways are so backed up and so delayed because of how hot it is and everyone's using it and they're overcrowded. People are losing their jobs because they cannot get to work on time. Here.
Oh, you can't beautiful get to city work on time, yeah, because it's hard to move from one street to another street because it's so crowded.
Hey, I'm from New York!
If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere!
Yeah, literally, if that town doesn't destroy your soul, you can make it anywhere. It's not a compliment, New York. It's like saying if you survive Vietnam...
What city was the hospital that Willow was in?
Hackensack.
Okay, right. So a major hospital in Hackensack, like we could actually see the ball drop from this hotel, right? From this hospital, rather. I remember at one time we called an Uber, and the Uber picked us up in Hackensack. And he goes, I don't come out here this often. This place is like a ghost town. I'm like, how populated is where you're from that this major hospital in Hackensack was a ghost
town?
It
is not a ghost town. There's plenty of people. But that's my thing with, you know, with I have a lot of friends that are from New York, and I always rip on that city because it's always the same thing. It's like, yeah, but it's the best city. Is it, though? Is it really? Like, explain to me why.
No, it's not.
Explain to me why it's the best city. Is it the traffic? Is it because, yeah, but if you live, you don't have to own a car. Yeah, if you live, you can't afford to own a car. Because
you don't want to pay $3,200 splitting rent five people in a two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, and you're 30, and in your 30s, by the way. So if you want to live like you're in a dorm room in your 30s, New York's wonderful. But that's my point. Like, and even the
such
people,
a weird dichotomy of people going, we are from an area that is the most overpopulated, you know, six square miles out there, and we're from here. Like, and they're proud of it. It's strange,
and it's weird. Like, and it's my dad, or our dad, was born in Weehawken, and you know, he always talked about the New York thing. But the truth is, like, he doesn't want to live there. Nobody wants to live there. Like, first off, the one thing I always hear is like, well, you know, these big cities, we have to pay minimum wage just to be $15. I'm like, yeah, it has to be because you live in New York and the inflation and the, like, you get a fucking one bedroom apartment with a toilet in Midtown for the fucking $3,000 a month, you know? And it's
the same price in any other part of the country gets way more.
Gets a house.
Big house at that.
Yeah, a big house. So it's like, I understand. It's like, and then I always hear people say, yeah, but when you start living there, you realize you don't need a lot of stuff. No, it's not you don't realize you don't need a lot of stuff. It's you realize you can't have a lot of stuff. It's physically impossible.
You get used to having nothing.
You don't have to worry about a lawn. Yeah, I'll pay a guy $50 a month. I could afford it because I don't live in New York.
I don't get it. I don't get the whole New York thing.
And that's the other thing.
And I'll go ahead and say, fuck you. Any of the listeners be like, oh, it's because you're from Philly. Yeah, it's better.
And by the way,
that's saying a lot.
If New York is so great, how come y'all move down to Florida and ruin our fucking lives?
Exactly. Stop moving to our state if you love your state so much.
That's the reason Florida sucks.
We don't need you and your people that aren't used to driving on our roads.
Every person in New York that makes fun of Florida will eventually come here to die. So the joke's on you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, Floridians never say, I'm going to retire in New York.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's where I really want to be.
There you go, New York. Nobody ever says, I'm going to retire in New York. Everyone wants to leave that fucking hellhole. So I understand that that's where all the big companies are. But for a town that's so progressive, and how come it's so dirty all the time? Like, it always smells.
That's the thing, is that you were saying the big companies. Like, if you are part of, like, a major, like, industry type of workplace –
yeah,
whether it be tech, oil, the entertainment industry, whatever, and you have to live in New York because of just for the fact that it's a lot closer to get to work every day.
Right.
I get that, especially if they're paying you a lot.
Of course,
I understand
that.
No,
of course.
But it's people who are born and raised there. It's those we said before, Royce, the snobby blue collar people.
Well, here's what it
from,
is:
like, Staten Island. Like, go fuck your mother.
Roger, an American Dad, said it once. It's like, nah, New York seems a place like if you have no money or a lot of money. And I'm kind of in between. And that's true. Like, That's the only thing. It's like the thing that astonishes me is how many poor people live in New York. It's like that's the worst city for you to live in. Like, I get it that, yeah, my cousins, yo, 3-year generation living on the street. All right, we got it. You're from New York. But in New York, that's the other thing that bothers me. They're always in a fucking rush, but they have nowhere to go. Like, maybe you wouldn't be in a rush if you could have a car, you know, and drive. No, seriously.
That's fucking true.
Oh!
It's just like, I had to really let that settle in. Like, maybe everyone in New York is pissed off because they can't get anywhere.
Dude, but seriously, even people that live in New York, you know, I know people that work in New York and they go, yeah, the city's fucking horrendous. I live in New Jersey or I live in Long Island. I'm not going to live in New York. Are you fucking nuts?
Dude, I lived in New Jersey for a year, and every once in a while I would have to, like, go into New York City to either pick up somebody who's flying in, or I even visited you guys up there at one point, and I had to give myself, like, a 3-hour head start just to make sure I got there on time.
New Jersey doesn't bother me. I like New Jersey. New Jersey's fine. I have no problems with it. People
and certain parts of it smell really bad.
No, I get it, but I'm saying certain parts of Florida smell bad, so I guess that's why you don't see me, you know. Certain part when you go down to Key West, it smells like, you know, Ryan, remember the fart smell when you go down like to the fart. Keys? It does smell just like farts. So I give him a pass on the smell because I could deal with the smell better than the crowded, man. Being crowded, looking out every window and just seeing brick. That to me is
eventually you go nose blind.
Yeah, exactly. It's and I get it. You can't handle the city. No, I can handle. I've been to other cities and I'm fine. Like, it's just specifically there's something about the way New York is, and like you know, blue collar snobs. Exactly. It's like, what gives you the right to act like you're better than me just because you're in a union and you've been working in the sewer? You smell like fucking shit all day. Like, stop it. And yeah, and then you always hear him complaining, fucking tourist. I've heard that. I'm like, fucking tourist. Your entire industry in Times Square.
The entire city is built on people who aren't from there.
Yes. That's exactly like, that's why even though I complain about Florida, I never go fucking tourist, except French Canadians. They're my exception. But besides that, I understand they're the reason. You kind of need them. But it's this crowded feeling. And like I said, in the summer, can you imagine it being 100 degrees outside and getting in an unair-conditioned metal tube with fucking 1,000 other people that also smell and just hoping and praying that when you get to work, you don't smell like farts and you're not fired because you're 4 hours late?
Right. You know what other cities are like that? Beijing, Tokyo. Like these just – I don't
Auschwitz.
Understand. Human, I don't
– It's funny, Ryan.
The human
that's
need
not true, right?
to want to congregate in these concrete jungles. I don't get it.
That's not true, Ryan. Auschwitz have bigger showers than in New York. Are you kidding me? They're fucking tiny.
Yeah, but
there.
They still smell.
And that whole dumb thing about like, oh, well, when you're here, you don't need a car. You can walk everywhere. I'm like, I would rather jump out the window half the time than the thought of me walking down two flights of stairs to take my dog out. I don't want to walk to Target. Then what? I can only buy 3 bags worth at a time. What the hell else am I going to do?
And that's the other thing, too. Like, when you're in the city, good luck finding a gas station or a place that isn't a bodega to buy food. Like, I hope all you want to eat is expired yogurt because that's what you're going to get. Or unless you're going to steal one of the bodega cats. Because it's this really, like, weird situation where they keep these scummy businesses. Like, you think bodegas would last anywhere where there was a Walmart? Of course not. You know, New York's the only city that I still go to where there's places that still only take cash. They have not caught up to the rest of the world that refuse to.
Yeah, that's
oh, this
pretty
is cash
garbage.
Only, and we have an ATM, and it's $10 to take $5 out. Oh, wonderful!
There you go.
Stop moving the mic. I'm going to punch you.
Yeah, I was going to say all the mic sound is coming from you guys then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't touching my mic.
No, I think.
Well, not you. One of you two. I'm just saying, whoever on the
right.
No,
it's us. No, it's us. But I think one of our cords is just dying.
Okay, stop moving it.
Yeah, fix it.
Stop touching it.
Fix it during the break.
Stop it.
Actually, why don't we go to break
this
now?
This can sum up the whole New York thing.
Go ahead, sure.
I think I speak for all of us when I say that New York and everyone from there can fornicate themselves with an iron stick.
There you go.
Mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542,000. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
do that, okay? He can't just do it. He needs to actively engage.
Got any suggestions?
Yeah. He should apologize to my kid and every other kid here, individually, like he means it.
Spare us the Wiener Act. Bullying is a vital part of every ecosystem. It teaches kids resilience. The world is a rough place. Bullying is like getting inoculated. It's a vaccine. And you little shits, you gotta learn to stay away from people like my son. That's what you learn when you get punched in the face by a bully. How do you think Steve Jobs turned out so great? Bullies. And I guarantee Junior here will be getting the hottest chicks when he's 30 because he got bullied today. Want your kid to peak now? My kid will be picking up roadside garbage in an orange jumpsuit in 10 years. Your kid will be in med school, curing cancer and getting laid. You're welcome.
Well, if I want to cure cancer?
Be lucky you don't get gonorrhea from your soulmate.
Second hour. Hippo Juice Show. Hippo Juice Film on Skype, 954-573-2780 on the phone. If you use that function on your smartphone, I don't know if many people still do. But thank you for joining us. We seem to have lost Dutch's videos feed. But Dutchie, Pooh, you still there?
I'm here.
All right, good. Just making sure. Just making sure. It's all good. It's all good. We're just losing more people left and right. Who cares? Who cares?
Ryan's off.
Yeah, they just messaged me offline saying that they are moving and need to finish packing.
That's fine.
They're jumping off.
That's fine. I know. I know they're moving back to Florida, so it's no problem. Actually.
They're moving here.
They're moving back to Florida, so that's actually acceptable. I'm glad they actually
moved. I'm too excited about it to be angry that we're losing them for half an hour.
That's fine. They're going to be closer. They're moving to Jacksonville. So,
how far away is that from you guys?
About 2.5 hours.
2.5, 3 hours.
It's not bad. It's basically within weekend trip distance, which is nice. You know what I mean? Like 3 hours definitely within, because even if you leave work a little early at 5, you still could be there by 8 o'clock, and that's, you know, you still got the evening to hang. So that's kind of nice. You don't have to fucking make a flight anymore. And the rest of my family, my parents too, all moved to Jacksonville as well. My mom got a new job and they moved out there and they got a really nice house out there. And of course, my dad calls me with fucking, by the way, remember, white privilege is a problem. My father, Cuban, born in Weehawken, calls me today. You want to know what his problem is, Dutch? His house is 9,000 square feet, and he can't get Wi-Fi all over it. I swear to God, that's his problem. And I'm like, Dad, I mean, I'm going to help you, but you understand that's a good problem to have, right?
Right.
Like, it's just, he had the Geek Squad go out there, and they told him, I don't know what you want me to do. Your house is huge. Like, you're going to need to call Comcast because there's only people and come out of here.
You got to get a secondary route.
Exactly.
Or what do they call a repeater?
Correct. And they were like, because I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, so yeah, just remember that. And we're not white. So I don't want to hear white privilege. My grandfather came here in the 50s and he was a dishwasher in that terrible city of New York, which he also hates because he lived there. And he lived in Washington Heights. And clean dishes, and then he started his own AC company and yada, yada, yada. And now, you know, by working hard and not because the government gave him money, we did it.
I don't think you're allowed to say the phrase yada, 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 because that's a Jewish phrase.
I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But anyway, why don't we, should we move on to another?
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
I wanted to bring something up. I meant to bring this up a few weeks ago, but now's a good time. So, it's a little bit to do with the government, but not even politics. It's just government in terms of wastefulness. So, obviously the big to do now is like, we need the government, you know, to cover healthcare. The government should be responsible. And my argument always is, well, have you been to the DMV? Do you like how that's run? Have you been to the post office? Do you like how that's run? Are you a vet? Have you been to the VA? Do you like how that's run? Then you're probably not going to like government-run healthcare.
No.
But then I thought to myself, what's an example that I could bring up of bad government service? Well, Marie, I thought of when we went to the DMV.
We sure did.
I recently sold my Jeep. I had to grow up. So I sold my Jeep Wrangler. But when I sold it, I didn't buy another car because it was an extra car, you know? And so I just, you know, threw the tag away, broke it, destroyed it, and like you're supposed to do. And that's it. Now the problem is I'm now driving this the Honda, but the other Honda was on both of our names. But for whatever reason, me as a licensed driver, I need to show that I have insurance. I didn't know that, so they sent me this letter saying on July 9th, your license is going to be suspended if you don't yada yada yada. Or sorry, blah blah blah. Not to offend any Jewish people.
Please don't.
I'm freaking out. I'm like, fuck, you know, and I have to figure this shit out. And I'm freaking out only because history. Every time you go to the DMV, like I've had my license suspended and I had to pay $700 to an attorney because SunPass, which is their easy pass, you know, the toll thing. And I have a toll thing in my car, didn't go off. And they apparently, instead of mailing me the ticket, which was like 50 cents, they said they mailed it to me, but they never did. So I never got it. Because of that, they suspended my license.
So it wasn't from too many tickets. It was just because you refused to, or they would assume that you refused to pay your SunPass.
And it was 50 cents, and I had a SunPass. And how would I know it didn't go off if they don't send me a letter? They said they did. Obviously, they didn't. So anyway, I had to fight it, and the old DMV, my license was suspended. I only figured that out when I went to renew my tag. Whatever. It was all solved. Fine. No issues. So anyway, this time, my license is going to be suspended because of the thing. So I go, fuck the DMV. And I'm already dreading going there because...
It's the DMV.
So we walk into the DMV. Marie's with me. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking packed like normal. And the thing is, they trick you there because their numbering system isn't like serving one, serving two, serving three. That way, you know, when you walk in, there's 500 people in front of you because everyone would do basic math. What they do is at the DMV is they do is J300, K295, and they're out of order. So they use a letter, and it's really hard to decipher the system. They do it so you don't realize how long you're waiting there, how many people are actually in front of you.
Correct.
So anyway, to show you the wastefulness of the government, and this is just a little microtransaction, but to show you that people don't step out of their comfort zone and don't do anything, we went over there. Marie, you remember this.
Yeah.
We sat down, and she goes, the lady was nice. I'm not going to say the lady wasn't nice. And she goes, hi, and I explained to her the things. Okay, we just need you copy of your new insurance card for the Honda. No problem. I go, but the only issue is, I don't have a paper copy of it. I always just keep a copy. You know, with the apps now, you keep your insurance on your phone. If you get pulled over, you just show the cop the app or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, oh, you have to email it to me. I go, oh, even better. You don't have to print anything out. So we email her the copy of the insurance. She gets it. Now, Dutch, what do you think she does? Do you think that she hits the attach button and attaches the file?
No, if my best guess, I think she punches her screen and runs out and says, I'm a lesbian.
Very close.
So close.
Oh.
She prints out my insurance card and prints it out in the wrong way so it's blown up. So she uses a bunch of ink to print out my insurance card to then scan it back into the same computer she printed from to add the file, to add my insurance to the computer.
That's normal.
I want you to hear that again. I emailed her a picture of it already. She printed out the picture, then scanned the picture into another picture to add it into the system. Instead of just adding the picture I sent her.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I don't understand how you. Yeah, because.
Even the most basic system.
Because if you're
system,
scanning it from a different thing,
it's not.
It come up. It's a file. Like, I don't get that.
I sent her a JPEG. She scanned it as a JPEG because I was looking at her computer. And I'm looking in disbelief going, she's wasting ink. By the way, after she scanned the insurance that she printed out humongous.
Hold on. Did she need a paper file?
No. Because then she crumbled it up and threw it away.
Oh,
well, at least okay. it was in a recycling bin. I'll give her that. But my point is that this is why when people say, what's your problem with government? This is the problem. Nobody goes above and beyond at that job because they're not challenged to. Once you have a government job, do you know how hard it is to be fired?
Very, very.
As long as you don't do drugs, you could pretty much do anything. And they will not fire you from a government job. You have to be fucking terrible.
Yeah. You have to be the worst. You have to pretty much rape somebody.
Yeah. And even still, you're just going to get on unpaid suspension for a couple weeks.
What if you molest a child on the job? Do you think they'll get fired?
Adam Edwards says, I'm a software developer, and I once had a client send a photo of their screen from their phone rather than using a screenshot. Oh, my God.
That's not good.
Oh, no.
That's not good at all.
Oh, they took a picture of the monitor and sent it? Oh, no.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, my God.
Dutch, do we have you back?
No, I've been here. I'm just, it. You guys, every third word keeps getting cut out, so I'm not sure if it's on my end or yours.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's weird. So. You sound fine to us. I'm sorry.
You sound totally fine to us. You sound great to us.
Okay, it's sounding better now. I just had to hang up real quick, so.
Got it.
Yeah, it's no problem. All right, why don't we move on to another story here?
Okay. Do you want to go on to the Alexa calling the cops?
Yes. Okay, this is good. Go ahead.
Okay. Alexa calls cops on man allegedly beating his girlfriend. Alexa.
Yes, which is Amazon Echo, the smart app.
Right. A New Mexico man found himself...
Alexa, turn up to volume 11.
I forgot we could do that. Oh, hold on. Okay, Google, increase volume to max.
A New Mexico man found
Siri, search out large black penises.
A New Mexico man found himself behind bars after allegedly beating his girlfriend.
Wiener.
That's no. It's Florida. Not yet.
I'll let you know when.
It's not now. Now
not yet. Itchy trigger finger.
Now is not the time. A New Mexico man found himself behind bars after allegedly beating his girlfriend and threatening to kill her when he mistakenly called the cops on himself. According to the local Albuquerque radio station, a 28-year-old Eduardo Barros and his girlfriend were house-sitting a home on July 2nd when Barros got upset when the woman received a text message. The station reported that he became angry and accused her of cheating on him. When the dispute turned physical, Barros allegedly pulled a gun and threatened to kill the woman and asked this question. Did you call the sheriffs? The sheriff told the New York Post that question inadvertently picked up by an Amazon smart speaker, and the voice-powered virtual assistant recognized the phrase
call
and called 911.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
It's not known if it was an Amazon Echo or an Echo Dot, but the Alexa device was connected to a landline.
I highly doubt he said the word sheriffs and probably said call the cops. Alexa, call the cops.
No, don't do that.
No, don't be mean.
Don't. That's not cool. The Post obtained an arrest warrant that said
Google. Wait, never mind.
That said when the 911 called her phone.
Alexa, rewind episode 30 seconds.
Okay, guys, you've done too many of these.
Sorry.
Our listeners are going to hate us.
Go ahead. They already do. Alexa, rewind episode 30 seconds again.
Please stop.
Okay, sorry.
Barros threw her to the floor and kicked her at least 10 times in the face and stomach. He told the victim that he couldn't believe the cops.
We're such assholes. Sorry. Go ahead.
Do you even want to listen to this story?
I love the story so much. Go ahead.
No, tell me what the story was about.
The story.
We're doing a sideshow at
was
this point.
They,
were you listening?
They had a dispute and the Alexa heard it and it called the police.
Okay. And now you're trying to do the same thing.
No, I'm not. That was Dutch. Don't blame me.
Don't blame him. Blame me.
You're both trying to do the same thing.
I blame Ryan for all this.
Yeah. I also blame Ryan.
Oh, he's not here. Let's blame Ryan.
But Ryan is to blame for everything. Well, that was the end of the story. Are you satisfied?
So he kicked her, what, 36 times?
That's a lot of times.
It was...
A lot of kicking.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we move over to our own state? Why don't we move over here to Lee County, Florida.
You're driving along. with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Ooh, look at that dick.
Marie.
What? I get excited sometimes.
What the fuck?
See?
Naked man harassed women, pushes his private parts against her pool screen. I think we have a video for this one.
I mean, we have psychotic people in the neighborhood.
There's a quote for you, a guy walking.
There's a quote for you. What a fucking.
There's one for the history books, am I right?
You're overpronunciating, douchebag. Hold on.
Beware. I mean, we have psychotic people in the neighborhood.
Bees?
There's a quote for you, a guy walking naked around this Cape Coral neighborhood, and what he's accused of asking a woman.
Oh, my God.
What?
This is one of the worst puker voices I've heard in a long time. We haven't had one of these guys in a while.
Well, what's wrong with his voice?
Oh, I don't have low nasal capabilities. A lot of neighbors concerned tonight. Thanks for joining us for Fox News at 10. I'm Patrick Nolan.
And I'm Amy Wegman. Four in your corner.
Patrick Nolan is a douche.
Wow, he looks like Dennis from Always Sunny.
Dude, back it up. Like, that's one of the worst puker voices I've heard in a long time, dude.
Here it is.
Around this Cape Coral neighborhood, and what he's accused of asking a woman has a lot of neighbors concerned tonight. Thanks for joining us for Fox 4 News at 10. I'm Patrick Nolan.
And I'm Amy Wegman. Four in your corner is Deborah Suverain joining us
Amy
live in this
Boobman
studio.
Is more like it. Look at that boobs.
Amy Boobman couldn't wait to get in there to get him to stop talking.
Wow, Amy Boobman's rack, though. Forget about his voice. Look at
good rack, tits. Though.
Those look heavy.
That's heavy boobs.
Yeah. Heavy titties.
Wow. All right.
With more on this one, Deborah, Amy and Patrick, this man walking around naked is one thing, but
there it is.
Police officers say he crossed the line.
Deborah Fuss Southern Hills, she's really pretty too.
Yeah.
Further, when he pressed his body up against a lanai screen with a woman on the other side. A naked man reportedly creeping through a Cape Coral neighborhood. According to a witness, he wasn't wearing anything but a baseball cap.
How old was he? Like,
this neighbor didn't see the man, but she's concerned for her children.
There was a man walking around the neighborhood.
And I'm like, why didn't he come over here? Why didn't he talk to me? Why didn't he stick his penis in my pool? Maybe I would have liked it.
Exposing himself, and I have a 13-year-old.
Okay, they're just staring only at her breasts.
Look at that. Hold on, back it up.
I will.
Just look at, because she obviously doesn't want to be on camera.
I saw.
That's why they're still in the back of her
neighbor didn't see the man, but she's concerned.
Just looking right at her titties.
And walking around the neighborhood.
This channel is obsessed with tits.
Look at that.
They were trying to.
Channel 4 rules.
They were trying to show the Channel 4 mic. Box, whatever that thing is called, but
they're
really,
trying to show her box, all right.
But really, they were just trying to look down her cleavage.
Yeah, they were just showing her tits.
Channel 4, we hire pukers and look at boobs.
15-year-old, I don't feel safe.
I think I like Channel 4. This might be my favorite station.
I really don't.
This incident report states the man began fondling himself, moving his private parts in a circular motion. The victim says the man asked her, "You think you can help me out?" All while moving closer and pushing his private parts again.
Yeah, well, if you don't ask, you don't get, right? Like, what if it works? What if someone wants to help out?
Do you think you can help me out? Oh, my God.
That is a good. That's a
good. Yep. Just jacking.
If you don't ask, then, you know, you fail 100% of the
time. Right. You miss 100% of the shots you don't miss. Wayne Gretzky.
You don't take.
Yeah. Sorry, I got excited because of all the tits on this channel. It's really difficult. They want me to pay attention to the story, but it's already so
very
sexy.
Very distracting.
The male began to press his genitals against the screen.
Beware. I mean, we have psychotic people in the neighborhood. I never expected.
I mean, showing your dick isn't psychotic.
To see this.
She doesn't expect it.
They totally showed the profile of her face.
Yeah, look at those nails. Everyone knows who this crazy bitch who used to live in fucking New York is from.
But she remains vigilant.
See?
Look at her nails.
Their nails are distracting.
She has Leah Remini nails. I hate them.
She does. I don't like them at all.
Right here.
How does she not scratch her phone all the time?
Why you guys are at my door?
She showed us her home surveillance system, which alerts her once someone approaches the door.
Now I'm sure gonna close my blind on my door.
After hearing reports of a naked man walking around here looking for trouble, she's not taking any chances.
I use it when I go out, whatever.
I think he was looking for trouble. I think he was just looking for a blowjob.
Here's the thing. He should have come over to my house because I would have happily helped him out. I would have just grabbed his balls and been like, these are amazing. I'm happy. There's a good weight to them. Good girth.
What's up, Dolores? It seems like you're excited.
I don't like the way you talk to me. I'm over here for my little snuggle buddy, Dutch. That's the only reason I come on this show.
All right, Dolores doesn't tolerate younger, prettier women.
No, not at all. Younger, maybe, but I wouldn't say prettier, doll.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this, but I was one of the original Fly Girls on In Living Color.
You must.
I don't
have been
acknowledge
50.
Doris.
Not the dancer, but I used to kill flies in the back of In Living Color.
Oh,
they called us the Fly Girls.
I don't think that they called you the Fly Girls. You might have overheard that being said once when the Fly Girls passed by you.
Oh, I'm going to put it on all the time.
An officer searched around the area looking for that man last night, but
he then also molested the woman. Oh man, it's a living.
Adam Edwards in the chat says Dolores is great, but I miss Brent.
Brent, I'm sorry, but Brent's off exploring the Philippines right now. As a matter of fact, no, not the Philippines. Last I heard, he was in Thailand, but he's totally there for legit business reasons.
Oh yeah,
legit. Totally. He said specific. Hold on. Let me read the note. I have the note here. Brent said, hey, guys, I'm in Thailand, but make sure you emphasize not fucking boys. So I'm emphasizing that he is not fucking boys, which for whatever reason, when you say that,
it sounds like
that's what you're doing, right?
That sounds like the only
reason. But you
reason
can't get mad
you're...
at Brent because he's saying he's not doing that.
Right.
But he'll be back soon.
Will he?
Yeah, when I'm not sick.
Because I feel like you've just ignored and neglected Brent for several years.
I feel like whenever we get rid of a character, they're just automatically a pedophile.
Hey, what do you want? At least that's not true.
Name one.
Okay,
the hummingbird guy.
Maybe most of them are pedophiles when they leave. But look, what do you want? What do you want?
Well,
let them live their lives.
I feel like the hummingbird guy was too innocent to know what being a pedophile
really
was.
Oh, pet talk, yes.
I feel like we accused him of being a pedophile at one point.
No, he just likes to milk hummingbirds.
Maybe we all, in our own heads, thought he was a pedophile. Never said it out loud.
I didn't think so. He just really enjoyed ginger ale.
Ginger ale. Why don't we...
I don't think Carlos was a pedophile.
Oh, Carlos, definitely. He loved Orange Crush too much. All right, why don't we read an uplifting story? How about that?
What's uplifting story?
Father lied that his son died from cancer to scam people out of thousands.
Oh, no. Is this one of those GoFundMe things?
Yeah. Father has been jailed for a second time for faking his son's illness.
His son is ill for real?
I don't know. Let's read the story. Neil Jackson told people that his son was either seriously ill or they had...
Jarvis Jackson!
Or that he...
But I am for real!
Never meant to say my kid had cancer.
Died would have been...
No, cancer's better because I don't like rhyming. I won't appropriate their culture. I won't appropriate their culture, Marie. I refuse. Neil Jackson told people that his son was...
I'm sorry, Neil Jackson!
Or that he...
Oh, no, whatever happened to Neil Sedaka?
Who?
Who?
You said Neil Jackson?
Yeah.
Remember Neil Sedaka?
No.
What?
Who's Neil Sedaka?
Hold on.
What's Sedaka with you?
Is he the guy that invented Sudoku?
Yeah, Neil Sudoku. That's right. No, that's Seymour Sudoku.
I'm going to play you probably the greatest song ever.
Neil Sedaka.
Bad Blood by
American
Neil
pop
Sedaka.
Singer?
It could have been me. You guys don't know Neil Sedaka?
No.
You know this song.
Stop saying that. Just because you say that doesn't mean I know it.
You guys don't know this song.
No.
Not at all. Never heard of it.
All right. Well, never mind then.
No. Explain to me why you know him.
My parents just listened to him growing up.
That's weird.
Yeah, it sounds like something your parents would listen to.
Neil Sedaka in the 70s?
Yes.
Neil Jackson.
He's great.
Neil Jackson told people that his son was either seriously ill or that he had died to con them of thousands of pounds. In the most recent event, he defrauded 13,000 pounds out of potential tenants when he posed as a landlord on Gumtree. He took large deposits from 9 people, ranging from 1,000 to 2,700. Then he would reportedly cancel move-in dates, telling people about his son's fight with cancer. His action left one couple homeless and another forced to live in a caravan.
Okay, look, if you're donating so much money that you're becoming homeless, that's kind of on you.
It was the second time he used his son to commit fraud. In 2012, he was jailed for conning colleges at Tesco out of more than $60,000, saying he had cancer and his son had cerebral palsy. He spent the money on holidays in Las Vegas and Hawaii. He is now serving 2-year prison sentence.
Okay, so wait. You said the year before, so this is all through like funding, crowdfunding?
Correct.
Apps?
Yes.
Hey, look. That's kind of you're the one who throws the risk in. Like, do you should because most people can lie about their projects or yep. do whatever yep. they're doing. And I'm assuming that's the reason why I never give to any crowdfunding project, unless it's like someone I know, like with Dennis, I gave, you know, to his dog, you know, because I knew he wanted his dumb dog to live. But
of course.
With some like just some rando, like, no, like, I don't even think you should get arrested or be in trouble for that.
Yeah, when
if you could say whatever the fuck you want, like.
But remember, yeah. it's England, and England's laws are different, and they don't really have free speech there. Keep that in mind. You have to keep that in mind.
And I don't know if it's free speech as much as it is just, look, if people want to give you money for something they're just trusting you on, that's on them, not on the scammer.
Marie, what about another? Let's move on to another story. You're right. I mean, I agree with you, but.
Okay. Anyway. I would like to go to thecannabis.co.
Okay.
That's short for .com. Really, it's short for .Columbia, but we were like, fuck you, Columbia. We're going to use that for shorter URLs. Even the DEA says nobody has ever died of a marijuana overdose.
Yeah, this is true. The DEA released a statement saying this month, no deaths from overdose of marijuana have been reported. The DEA wrote in 2017 resource guide titled Drug Abuse. The guide
Drugs of abuse.
Sorry. The guide offers a lay of the land in terms of illicit drug consumptions across America today. The fact that there is no reported deaths due to cannabis overdose means that marijuana is dimensionally safer than liquor, which causes approximately 6 deaths every year due to alcohol.
Every day.
Every day due to alcohol poisoning. Or as
six deaths every day.
6 a year. That's really low. No, but 6 a day, I believe.
6 a day.
Or I call it being a pussy.
From alcohol poisoning. No deaths. From marijuana.
The guide also noted that the effects of cannabis include merriment, happiness, and sensory perseverance.
Merriment! Quotations! Merriment!
Merriment is... No one uses that word anymore.
I believe Disney uses it still.
Yeah, Mary Poppins.
Merriment and Firth.
Increased appreciation of music, art and touch, and heightened imagination. We should keep it illegal. I agree.
Those are wonderful things
to say.
No,
they're not. They're illegal, and it's a bad drug.
I think it sounds... merriment, happiness, enhanced sensory perception.
No, it's bad blood.
And as much as I want to defend sometimes the Republicans, because I think they get a bad rap with how bad the fucking they're being attacked by the SJWs, you can't defend Jeff Sessions when he said stub things like, good people don't use... fucking marijuana. And come on, you know, he was actually trying, Congress laughed at him, but he was actually trying Congress to enact for them to go after legal marijuana dispensaries in Colorado and in California. I swear to God. And Congress basically laughed and go, yeah, good luck, old man, beat it.
Well, why are you elected if that's your platform?
Well, he's not
you're
elected.
Gonna waste the entire Senate's time by getting up there, mm-hmm. preparing a 15-minute whatever. And that's what you do with the 3 days leading up to your time on the podium. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, but Jeff Sessions was appointed by Trump. But yeah, and the thing is, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, nothing's going to change. I think that most rational Americans have realized they've lost the drug war. Like, it's not even a thing anymore. You can't.
Well, it's not a drug war. Like, we can still have a war on drugs, but not a war on pot because it's not a fucking drug. Like.
Well, I agree, but I'm also a big believer of, like, the moment you say a war on drugs, then that makes addicts, which should get help, that makes them the enemy. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
if we were just helping addicts, I'd understand, but we're not. We're arresting them. You know what I mean? And that's the problem. It's like, well, then you're not really helping them. If you know the drug is bad and it's addictive, you're admitting that it's addictive. Someone fell on hard times and they did it once or whatever. Now they're on it, like... My only thought process is very simple when it comes, and I know I'm on the fringe when it comes to it, but I'd rather see all that money go into, if we're going to spend it anyway, even though I'm not for big government, I'd rather spend that money on rehab places than on arresting people. You know what I mean? Like, I think people will get a better, people that want to go to rehab, not force them, because I don't think forcing rehab has ever worked ever in the history of doing it.
Yeah, remember that time that somebody sang a song about going to rehab and she was like, no, 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 but yeah, then she died?
She died. So, no, but seriously, has forced, tell me one time forced rehab has ever worked.
Well, it's either forced rehab or jail.
Or yeah, I
which
know.
Is basically forced rehab.
I know, but my point is that it doesn't work though. It's stupid. Like rehab is something you have to do if you want to quit. You know, you could scare people.
I don't know. Like I've heard from a few people that I've known throughout my life who said that the court system said, hey, this is the eighth time you've been caught with either heroin or crack or you know, meth or whatever. You can either go to jail for this amount of time and sober up then, or we're going to put you in an actual rehab center, which focuses in on this stuff, and you'll have all the other stuff to work on. And they said that that's what changed their life around. So
I mean, you know what? I'll give you that. You might be right, but I think it's also because the eighth time they decided this time they wanted to. Like, I understand what you're saying, but
right. But
also,
you made a sweeping statement. Like, when has that ever helped?
I don't
sure
think
it's helped
it's
a
ever
lot
worked.
More than you think.
I don't think so. I don't think forced rehab works.
Okay. Because well, either that or jail time, and then you're basically you're getting rehab because you have to be sober because you can't be out and about getting
again,
stuff. Or at least you can get it, but it's a lot harder.
Again, I do understand my beliefs on drugs are fringe. I'm more on the mindset of fucking not legalize everything because people get that confused. Decriminalize it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not make it legal to people sell it or anything, but decriminalize it in that.
Having it?
Yeah. You don't go, you don't ruin people's lives for it. Because the problem is that the same people that are saying addiction is a disease are also arresting people. And that sucks because it's like you're admitting that addiction is a disease, but you're arresting. No one, you don't get arrested for having cancer. You know what I mean? You don't get arrested for having anxiety, but you get arrested for, if they, again, people are still out there whether addiction is a disease or not, but a lot of science, quote unquote, says it is. So when you break it down to it, you're literally arresting people for a disease. And that, so either it's not a disease and we're arresting criminals, or it is a disease and we have to help them. But you can't say both in my mind. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
Logically, and I'm really trying to logic it out, it doesn't logically make sense.
No,
it doesn't. Can I make this personal for a second here?
Absolutely. Sure. That's what we're about.
I have two brothers who are in jail right now for meth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best place for them to be in is in jail right now. Because every time they get out, they've been however many days sober. And they're always coming back to all of us and saying, hey, look, this is different this time around. I got it out of my system. I'll be good to go. And I've actually, well, not both my brothers, just one of them. I even talked to him like the last time he went in.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, no, I need to be here because I can't be left to my own devices. I need to grow up more. Like, I need at least two more years in here before I can figure it out. Because the second I'm left with my own devices out there, the first thing I'm doing is calling people for meth. So, I mean, like, just from somebody who knows it from a personal standpoint with two of my brothers who suffer from this kind of stuff, they both kind of have the thought of, like, yeah, I fucked up again. Here's my rehab.
May I please ask if you're willing to share that why would 2 years make a difference on the inside of jail in your brother's mind?
I think it's just because he knew that, you know, because when you get out, like you're on probation, you have to show up to, you know, the meetings, checking with your probation officer. You got to check in with the courts to make sure you're good to go. You know, once they let you out on good behavior or whatever, it's not like you just serve your time and you're out. Like whenever you're let out early from your initial sentence, they let you out in a constituent that says, we're going to let you out a year ahead of what you're scheduled to be out. But on the contingency that you have a probation officer and whatever. You guys know how the system works.
No, no. I do understand. The only thing I...
Hold on. Sorry, let me finish real quick. So he was like, I'm let out and whenever I had a bad day, you know, because my addiction to this stupid thing is that where I can't think of anything else to do but go and try and buy it. And then you're up for 3 days. You're missing, you know, your probation officer meetings. You're missing your drug tests, which just racks up more and more and more offenses and grievances towards you, which when you finally do get picked up, that just adds more time. And he's like, I need to get to a point in my brain that when I get out, I need to have this just out of my system for long enough to where I forget it. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's like having a bad relationship. Like when you break up with a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever, whoever you've had for a long time, it sucks so much. But just the time spent away from that person makes it better. That's a lot of these people who are addicts. They feel that, especially with meth. They feel it that way as well.
I recognize that. But then again, the problem with that is not everyone's that. Not everyone should be locked up. Other people, they get worse in jail. And some people do better on the outside getting help at a rehab because they want to go.
And like you were saying earlier, the forced rehab. So instead of, hey, we're going to lock you up, we're going to force you into rehab and you got to make sure you check in every day because the courts a lot of times look at me like, you're not a bad person. You have an addiction. So...
Yeah, but the thing is, you lock up somebody who has an addiction with the same people who rape kids and do terrible things. And my point is that in society's eyes, once you get out of there, you're fucking, that's it. You were in jail. Good luck getting a job. Good luck doing anything.
Right.
And my point is that system, you're right, Dutch, in your case works, but in many other cases, that system leaves people with the option of doing it. The only thing they're left to do when they get out, even though they want to turn their lives around, all they can do is sell drugs now because that's the only job they could do.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that too. But like you were saying earlier, I'm going to circle back around. You said forced rehab never has worked ever.
I don't think so.
And I'm saying I think you're 100% wrong on that one because it's either jail or forced rehab. A lot of judges will do that because they don't want these guys to have the jail sentence and then have the awfulness that comes afterwards when you're a convicted felon. See what I'm saying?
I get it. I do. But then, again, then I go back to this. Then I go back to, and then yet, while you're still saying that, they're still in a bunch of states, maybe not yours, they're still picking up people for having weed on them and treating them exactly like if they had meth. Because on the book, my point is that I understand what you're saying, but my problem is with the whole, and my problem is also too, like, as someone who wants small government, like, dude, we have one of the smaller populations on the planet and we have the biggest prison population. That's a problem, right? Like,
oh yeah,
I don't think that America is filled with the worst people in the world, you know, compared to like the Middle East and shit where they're fucking cutting clits off and stuff. So how do we have the highest prison population? I think part of it is the war on drugs and all that shit. And I think,
oh, yeah, yeah. The whole pot thing, everybody agrees on this show, right? Like, as far as that goes, that's nonsense. But something like meth, where, like I've said, I've seen it firsthand, and it's not a huge problem in my state anymore. Not as bad as, like, Kansas or maybe even Florida, where it does lead to higher crime rates because people who are tweaked out are stealing cars, are breaking into homes, you know what I mean? Like, trying to get stuff that they can sell so they can buy more meth.
Okay. Like,
yeah, it really is an issue, the whole meth thing. That's pot? No, not an issue. Get everybody who's in jail who are in trouble for pot out of there. The ones who need the rehab, it's mainly the meth thing, man. Like, that's bad because it's such an upper. Heroin people, whatever, you know, you nod off, you dope out. Ecstasy, you can only do that so long before your body stops producing serotonin and then it doesn't work anymore no matter how many pills you take.
Right.
But the uppers, it's the coke and the meth. That's the issue because that's what people who are high.
It's okay.
Oh, no, sorry. You're playing a drop.
Go ahead.
Like I said, just from seeing personally, like firsthand, like that's when, because my brother, no, whatever, I'll say it. Like, you know, he stole a truck, a gun, and like a whole lot of cash because he was on meth. And this is the sweetest guy you've ever met. He would never do that normally.
I understand.
Now, luckily, he's good now. I've had three brothers who've come down with this problem. The two that are still in jail I talked about earlier. My other one, he's good now. He has a family. You know, he's got a daughter and another son on the way. He's working hard. He's an engineer now. But I saw him go through that nonsense of what meth will do to you, years ago. And it, you turn into a different person because it, people who were, I don't know. I'm just going to say, I think forced rehab is a better alternative than jail time.
All right. And you know what? I agree with that. I agree with you. I don't like either one of them. But out of both of them, I would rather have them see to force rehab than go to jail. Out of my,
is there a meth problem down where you guys live?
Oh yeah, Polk County is one of the fucking meth capitals of the planet, dude.
Yeah, we get a lot of people blowing shit up because they're trying to make meth.
There's fucking trailers blowing up here all the time.
Now that being said, I don't know anyone who does meth or sells meth, so I can't relate to these kind of stories.
We know people who've done meth. Yes, we do.
Okay, well, maybe not personally. Like, I haven't heard their stories.
Oh no, I haven't heard their stories, but we know of. Yes,
that's what I meant. Like, I don't know the stories of anybody.
If you type meth and just pee, Polk County comes up. Oh. Polk County. This is from this year. Polk County Sheriff Office arrests 15 in a meth bust. Polk County Sheriff, this is Grady Jid, the worst fucking guy in America. Polk County Sheriff Office officer detectives arrest 15 people Tuesday during a drug bust in Lakeland and Bardo. 10 people were arrested. Basically bunch of meth. And
I think we killed the audience because nobody's talking in the chat room now. I think like it got too sad.
No, but the thing is, people are listening. It's just people are just...
I know they're listening, but
no,
it's
more so not everyone has a meth story to tell, I guess.
Or maybe most of our audience are meth users. Did you think of that?
And they're all like, oh, not just talking about it. We should go spark up. And now they're running around their house cleaning
it. See what
it.
You did? Are you happy? Is this what you wanted?
Oh, damn it. I didn't mean to do that, you guys. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But we can move on. We can move on to another story if you
want.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Marie, hit one. Whatever one you want.
Police shoot unarmed Batman cosplayers at Australian sex party.
Okay, I like this. I like where this is going.
Sex
party. I like where this is going.
Okay. Australian police shot a man dressed as the Joker and a woman dressed as Harley Quinn late Saturday night. When was this posted? Monday. After being called to the nightclub Inflation, where a costume sex party was taking place. While the Harley Quinn cosplayer merely sustained a non-lethal flesh wound in her leg, her partner was rushed to the Royal Melbourne Hospital, where he was initially in critical condition before eventually being stabilized. According to the police, they opened fire on the couple because the man dressed in the Joker costume allegedly brandished a gun at them. But security for the event said they verified the gun was not real, and witnesses who were attending the Saints and Sinner Ball claimed the man was not holding it at the time of the shooting.
Witnesses claim that he didn't pull it out?
Not only did he pull it out, but it wasn't real.
Well, who cares if it's not real? I mean, like, cops don't know. But this is in Australia?
Yeah.
Okay. I've said for years, everything in Australia will kill you, including Joker and Harley Quinn.
Well, I don't know if you said that last part, but you have said the first part.
I think you just added the last part to make it seem like it was smart.
I think you just added that last part.
Including Harley Quinn and Joker. They will always kill you. So if I was living in Australia, I'd be like, that guy's going to kill me. Just like that snake will. Just like that orangutan will, and just like that scorpion will.
The venue staff have stated that the male victim...
Have you seen the size of the spiders in that goddamn country? That country needs to be wiped off the face of the map. Let's be honest.
Well, then you know what you're going to do? You're going to radiate the fucking animals and make monsters. Is that what you want?
That's the point, is that that entire continent is irradiated, and those monsters are huge.
You're going to get...
Have you ever seen... Yeah. Every time we have an Australia story, dude, it's like, hey, this spider the size of a horse killed a cow. It's like... Oh my God, what is happening down in Australia?
Well, can you imagine dressing up for this really fun sex party where you get a dress? Everyone's, all you think is your night's going to be awesome.
Just going to get, yeah, right.
And instead you get killed.
I can't imagine the killing part or the shooting part, but I have been in a Harley Quinn outfit, and usually those are like full spandex outfits from head to toe. How are you in a sex party? With the costume still on. Did she cut a hole in it?
She could have
probably cut a hole in it.
Or maybe they hadn't started banging yet.
You think they didn't start banging?
No, I mean, she could have been, you know.
Because the Joker outfit's very similar to a Harley Quinn. It's very hard to have sex in those kind of outfits.
Well, let's be honest. We don't know if they're using the Harley Quinn outfit from Suicide Squad, which is a little skimpy, or the Harley Quinn outfit.
I mean, they were still shorts that you would have to... Okay, you have seen me do the daily butt wiggle to get into pants.
Yes.
Pants are tight.
It's
hard to get around hilarious. The butt.
That's because you have a ghetto booty.
She does. She really does.
Oh, my God. Nothing fits it. But anyways, you have to do the little butt dance to wiggle yourself into those. There's no amount of like, oh, I'm just going to conveniently wiggle out of those pants. No, you have to like pull and yank on them to get them off. And if you're in the costume, you're in the costume. So there was a hole or something cut into that costume.
Definitely. If it's a sex party, I would assume that's what it is. But Roy says the person dressed as Joker is reported to say, why so serious?
Yes. And also, do you notice how the chat room starts carrying again? We start talking about sex parties. That's our problem. We just got to stay on sex parties and we're going to be fine.
Sex parties.
Like we know what they like.
Well, speaking of sex parties, Woody Harrelson's wife reacted to him being caught in a foursome. Woody Harrelson never...
Was she in the foursome?
You can just say reacted poorly. Reacted as in she was in it and had an allergic reaction. Like, what kind of reaction are we talking about?
Woody Harrelson never told his wife about his infamous foursome that was someone else's job. Harrelson, 55, recalled he was approached by two women after a night out in London, a hotspot, 15 years ago. The trio were joined by another female who hopped into the car with them as they headed back to his place. These girls came up to me, these two girls asked me, so you want to take a walk on the wild side? So I was like, I guess I do, Harrelson explained. Harrelson revealed that the third female passenger was a member of the press who also enlisted a photographer after manipulating the other two women. I was bummed when they all left together because I knew it was going to happen, an article. The news that it was going to come out in an article. News of the world. It was. I never read it because I didn't want to read it, he shared. When it came time,
so the third person was a member of the press who wanted to join in to write about said foursome.
Yes,
that's fucked.
When it came time to speak with his other half, whom he was dating but not yet married to at the time, Harrelson wasn't ready for or expecting the response he received. Laura, this really gives you a sense of the depth of her compassion. What she said to me after finding out was that must be really hard for you to have that shit exposed. He said she just said that. Now that doesn't mean she wasn't upset. Despite his wife's understanding, Harrelson was left off the hook easy. How did I apologize?
Left.
You know, your standard Texas grovel, he explained. But she forgave me, and we're still together. Yeah, but I believe firmly that if you're in Hollywood and you have a relationship, it has to be an open relationship.
Yeah.
You're
not going to get into a relationship with Woody Harrelson and assume he hasn't had a foursome. One is a member of a press and wrote about it.
Do you think, honestly, I'm talking A-listers now. We're not talking B or C-listers. Do you think there's any A-list couples that have been together that don't have some sort of either A, open relationship, or B, bring other people in?
It's the only successful ones that have that kind of open
relationship. Well, have you not seen, like, the biggest one that happened recently? Mel B, who used to be on the Spice Girls, who is now on America's Got Talent, just recently got divorced from her husband and the father of her young child. And the reason being was because the third person who was part of their threesome, they used to have, like, you know, group sex all the time, that they started having sex without her around.
Oh, you can't do that.
And you couldn't do that. And, like, that was, like, the big what-a-do as far as that goes. And that was the big reason why Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith almost got divorced, because the same thing happened.
I also heard that that's the reason they're still together, though, because they do have an open relationship, both of them.
Right. But it went on the fritz because, look, you can't fuck that person if I'm not in the same room.
Which, by the way, is a really reasonable request, right? Like, when you really think about it, that's reasonable. Why can't you just follow that simple rule? Why do people have to get so greedy? You already have someone that's understanding. Why can't you just wait for them to get home? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't know. I love how you're acting like as if anyone else outside of you two know what that whole type of thing is.
No. It's not even that.
A lot of people, I think, can understand.
Not all of us do.
No. It doesn't. Everyone can understand breaking a promise.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Okay, I guess.
If you originally agree to, we're allowed to have sex with different people without you being in the room, then it won't ever be a problem. But if you start with exploring with someone and you don't talk it out and you don't think that that's okay to do other stuff, and then you start doing it without consulting the other person, you're going behind that first person's back.
You're being a shitty person. A bad time.
If you don't pizza, I think
the way that it should be done is the way a lot of these porn star couples, and I think we had the list like maybe a year or two ago. We were talking about porn star couples who've been together forever.
Yeah.
Because that's never an issue at all. Like, you fuck whoever you want, just as long as you don't say I love you to them and you just right. say I love you to me. Like, because the entire concept of sex is taken out of the relationship.
Right.
Because that's what they do for a living. It seems like those ones are the ones that last the longest. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head the ones that where you're thinking like, oh, okay, well, there you go. They figured out something that we haven't.
Well, yeah.
I think it more so comes down to what bothers you and what are you comfortable with. And as long as you discuss that with your significant other and they agree to those terms and conditions before you go off exploring, then it's fine. But if you don't agree to it and then they start doing stuff that behind your back that you don't feel comfortable telling them, then it's a problem.
You're right. Going to have a bad time. Well, here's let's move on here really quick before we finish up. BBC News, Big Black Hawk News, Trump's biggest fans, Canadian universities. Students who might once headed for the United States now seem to be reconsidering and seeing Canada as the North American alternative. The University of Toronto.
Are Canadian universities like flipping a heel?
Yes.
To the American universities? They're going more conservative while
no, other way
American
around.
Universities are going
other
more
way around.
Liberal?
Other
That's
way,
great.
Other way around. This is actually, they're super liberal. The University of Toronto, one of Canada's top-ranked universities, has seen interest rising sharply, including a 57% increase from applicants from India. The interest was converted into acceptance, says the university, with an overall 20% increase in overseas students. They say it has to do with Canadian universities are seeing a surge in applicants from overseas students, with country's liberal, migrant-friendly image appearing to be an important attraction. I don't care. Like, good. Go to school in Canada. Who gives a fuck? Like, in what, my mind.
I still, hold on. I'm still confused because you said the opposite. So you said this. What did the title of this article say again?
Trump's biggest. They're making fun of Trump because they're saying Trump's biggest fans, Canadian universities, because people hate Trump so much, they're going to school in Canada.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
It's not your fault.
You didn't make it seem like you didn't say that there was sarcasm involved.
Well, I know. How am I supposed to know? It's British wit. It's hard to read. Wilfrid Laurier University says it has 32% increase in overseas students, and McMaster's University has seen an annual rise of 33%. Good. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't really think school's, you know, that important for everybody. I think there's certain career paths where you do need college, but I think there's certain career paths where college is a waste of your goddamn time.
Yeah, you True. Said just a second ago, who gives a fuck? Can I make an executive decision? Can we not read any stories about or in Canada from here on out?
Well, no, this isn't. This is. I agree.
Just fuck them.
Like all of Canada?
We never talk about Canada ever again?
Well, unless it.
No, Dutch.
Political.
Dutch. Yesterday we talked about Dutch on Dutch and Royce. Canada Prime Minister Sexy gave $10 million in damages to someone who was held in Guantanamo Bay, a terrorist, by the way, who actually killed a U.S. soldier with a grenade.
Oh, no. Okay, that's different. Anything political related, because the last story you just read was, hey, people in Canada don't like Trump's politics, and that's why they're going to college there. I don't give a shit about their politics because we all know what it is. It's Canadian, and they all
Fine.
Their heads split up and
Fine.
Down.
Then one more that won't enrage you from everydayfeminism.com.
Oh, no.
I'm trying not to enrage you. 9 phrases allies can say when called out instead of getting defensive. Now,
you better get this list through in 3 minutes.
Oh, I got it. Allies are people that are supposedly friends with gay people. So I call them people because I think most people are fine with gay people now.
Yes.
And this is what you're supposed to say to allies can say when they could call out instead of being defensive. Like if someone says, you just assume my gender, these are things you should say as someone who is cisgender. Me as a cisgender man, instead of getting mad, I have to say, number one, I recognize that I have work to do.
Ew. Number
two, I'm going to take some time to reflect on this.
No.
Number three, I appreciate the labor you put in.
Why?
What if they're lazy? You know, gay people could be lazy too, right? Like, what? Okay, let's keep going. We're not a lot of time. I apologize. I'm going to do better. But what if you didn't do anything wrong? Number six.
That's the whole point of this article. They're putting yourself in the position of you're already to blame.
Number five.
So wait, I apologize. So this is someone like us who are allies when someone who is part of the group that was a lot of letters together community gets offended by something we say is how we respond to them?
Correct.
This is correct. Okay. And I appreciate how confusing it is because it is confusing because why is this even an issue?
It's not.
Well, it is because Everyday Feminism is writing about it. And why would journalists from Everyday Feminism decide to go out? Why would journalists at Everyday Feminism decide to go out of their way? Wrap up music. To go out of their way to do that. A couple more. Number five. How can I make this right?
So you already made it wrong.
What am I gathering is, insert what you've learned. What I'm gathering is that gender identity politics are a fucking joke. That's what I gathered. Number seven. Do you have resources you'd recommend? Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Number eight. Thank you. Thank you for fucking yourself. Number nine. I believe you. I believe you should go fuck yourself. All right,
actually,
guys.
Number nine is the only one I would actually say. I believe you.
Thank you guys for listening. Next
I believe
week,
you.
I believe you, Dutch. I promise you next time I'll do better. I'm your ally, okay?
I hope you do better.
All right, you said doo-doo, and I'm not even going to call it out because I'm your ally.
You do.
And then they eat the poo-poo.
All right, guys.
And I bid you adieu.
Thank you, guys. We're out of here. Come on. Come on. Watch how I move. King bathroom. Mama. Ow. 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 Ow.